with Montana News. I'm Corin Cades Carney. Montana's four largest health insurance companies are voluntarily waiving customer costs for coronavirus testing.
It's just the right thing to do.
John Doran is a spokesperson for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana.
There's a lot of scare in communities across Montana and, of course, across the nation about COVID. Obviously, the best medicine is prevention.
Experts say widespread testing of people at risk of COVID-19 caused by a member of the coronavirus family is needed to prevent rapid spread of the virus. Fees associated with those tests may have deterred some from getting tested if they develop symptoms, which include a fever and a dry cough. Blue Cross, along with Pacific Source Health Plans, are waiving fees in their policies and are consulting with their self-funded employer groups to see if they wish to do the same. The Montana Health Co-op and Allegiance Life and Health Insurance are waiving all out-of-pocket costs for prescribed testing. Even if coronavirus testing is free, patients may still be responsible for expenses related to treatment. Costs for those services would depend on insurance coverage. Here's the latest from the Montana State Health Department. Montana is reporting no cases of coronavirus. The state health department has tested 21 people for the COVID-19 illness. All 21 tests returned negative results. 3 people remain under monitoring, and 26 people have completed the monitoring process. Health officials recommend washing hands for 20 seconds and staying home if you're sick. A legal team representing customers of Montana's utilities says Northwestern Energy's proposal to purchase a larger portion of a coal-fired power plant in southeastern Montana for $1 needs more information. The Consumer Council says the proposal doesn't include an analysis showing the acquisition is in the public interest or will result in reasonable electricity charges. Consumer Counsel's Bob Nelson says the Public Service Commission should pause its consideration of the purchase of 25% of Colstrip Unit 4 until Northwestern provides more information, including the costs of repairs needed on Unit 4. Northwestern Energy says it will have its response by the end of the week. The U.S. Department of Interior is providing money to hire 2 specialists to help with managing grizzly bears in Montana. The move follows complaints over conflicts between grizzlies and livestock or landowners that often end in bears being killed by wildlife officials. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt says in a letter to members of Montana's congressional delegation that the agency will play a, quote, more conclusive role, unquote, in dealing with bears. Montana is home to the largest grizzly populations in the U.S. outside Alaska, with more than 1,000 bears in northwestern Montana. An additional estimated 700 bears live in the Yellowstone region of Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming. Biologists have recorded grizzly bear sightings in Yellowstone National Park, marking the first of the year in the park. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reported that biologists saw the bear Saturday near Grand Prismatic Spring, a hot spring in northwestern Wyoming. Park officials say the sighting came one day before the first sighting in 2019. Biologist Carrie Gunther says park visitors should be cautious around bears as they will be hungry and could act aggressively when feeding. Officials recommend visitors travel in groups and carry bear spray as a precaution. The Montana Department of Agriculture received the green light last week on its hemp plan after outlining how it would meet stricter federal regulations. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports some farmers may experience the regulation shift in 2021.
Montana had the largest hemp crop in the country last year with over 50,000 acres planted and nearly 300 growers. The state's recently approved hemp production plan is expected to bring Montana producers in line with nationwide testing, record-keeping, and licensure standards, and clear up legal uncertainty after the plant was removed from the controlled substances list in 2018. The Fort Belknap Indian community received approval of its plan in January.
That consistency is definitely going to make things a little bit easier, particularly as we see a lot of hemp moving from state to state for processing.
That's Ben Thomas, director of the Montana Department of Agriculture. He says the new regulations won't affect growers until 2021. Thomas says he's pleased with the USDA's approval of Montana's new plan, but he says some of the federal regulations go too far, especially in testing for THC, the psychedelic chemical compound in hemp's cousin marijuana.
So we differentiate between varieties. There are some certified varieties that are just inherently safer from a THC perspective.
He says the state randomly tests hemp varieties for fiber and feed, which have lower THC levels. Varieties grown for CBD oil have higher THC levels and are always tested. Under the new plan, the state will be required to test both the low-risk and high-risk varieties equally.
We're going to have to figure out how we're going to meet that 100% testing requirement. But on top of that, it's also, I think, a waste of resources.
He says it costs money to send out technicians and a farmer pays $250 for each test. Thomas says the USDA also shortened the window of time the state has to test the crop before it's harvested and doesn't provide much flexibility.
I'd like to see that changed, at least as an option in emergency situations.
Thomas says there may be opportunities to improve the federal regulations in coming years as more states share what is and isn't working. Producers have until April 30th to apply for a hemp license application with the state. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
A Montana task force has tapped Blackfeet Community College in Browning to develop a new missing persons database. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton has more.
The State Missing Indigenous Persons Task Force has awarded its first $25,000 grant to Blackfeet Community College to develop what will be the first piece in a statewide tribal network tracking missing Native American persons. Drew Landry is a U.S. Department of Agriculture Extension agent working at the college and is heading up the local effort. He says the college is working with the Montana Department of Justice to hash out details.
We're figuring out, you know, what are the criteria that need to be reported immediately, how to get those to law enforcement, and then once they're confirmed missing, then we're able to get those on the social media. That's what we're planning to do right now.
Landry says the college will use a website he built with students about 2 years ago, drawing attention to the missing and murdered persons issue, as well as the disappearance of Ashley Loring Heavyrunner, who went missing on the Blackfeet Reservation in 2017. Landry hopes to use grant dollars to hire a staff member who will help family members through the reporting process. The system is expected to be up and running sometime this summer. Building an alternative statewide reporting network is part of the state task force's mandate, and the first grant comes months later than originally anticipated. The task force extended the deadline to apply for the grant in December after it received no applications. Some concern on the task force was raised about whether the dollar amount was adequate. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
You're listening to Montana Public Radio.